far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, October 21st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to give out that website to make sure. I know many of you have heard it. Many of you have heard the commercial. I get it. The one thing I'm realizing as I'm doing the show, a lot of people don't listen to the entire show every day. I know, I'm shocked and as amazed as you are, but some people have a life. They have to work 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, not always able to listen. So they get it on the podcast from the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. They listen on demand. Maybe they listen to the rebroadcast on the stream player there on the website. Maybe they listen on the TuneIn app where it repeats every 3 hours today's show. If you missed the first hour, 9 to 10, it repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., and then we're back here live at 9 a.m. So I know a lot of people are busy. They don't always have time to listen live, but they listen different segments, different hours, when they can, hit and miss, I get it. That's why I repeat a lot of the information that we give. That's why I repeat Missy's website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, so that you can go there, see my journey with her. April 23rd of 2023, in her office, a photograph of me with a faded out Triple X radio station t-shirt weighing 297 pounds. 4 months and 4 days later at the home studio in a brand new black large t-shirt at 217. 4 months and 4 days that changed my life. Now, you may not need to lose 80 pounds like I did. You may only need to lose 40 or 50 or 30, 60, whatever the number is. The concept, the process is the same. And the unique thing about this process, if you don't need to lose weight, many people, somewhat thin, still have health issues. Well, instead of listening to interviews number 2 and 4 for the weight loss program, why it's not your fault you can't lose weight, autophagy, what does it do to you in recreating your cells, regenerating your cells within your body? You don't need that. You have health issues. You don't need to lose weight. Randy, I'm already so thin, I don't need to lose weight. I need to gain weight. Some of you have texted Nick Wallace, for example, J2 Construction there in Harbor Springs, Petoskey area. He's a healthy guy. He's out working construction. He doesn't need to lose weight, but he still has health issues, back issues, joint pain, knee pain, whatever it is. Well, then the interviews to listen to are number 7 and number 8. But the scanning of your body in this report she talked about when she scanned that young girl down in Kentucky having these skin issues, the doctors couldn't figure it out. She took the time and scanned the young woman and found out that there was some type of bacterial infection going on somewhere in her body. She looked it up. She identified the bacteria. She identified the organ function that was affecting her health. And now they can fix it. The same thing applies to you being fat. It did for me and every single other person that's done the program with her. The list goes on and on and on and on. Randy Walker, Tracy and Rod Wheeler. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It works, but you have to figure it out. And some people have to go through fat burning maybe two or three times before they finally hit their ideal goal weight. But if you're dealing with other health issues at the time, it may cause a pause or a slowdown. I talked to Heather the other day at Costco. Her issues is digestive system. She's got severe problems with her digestive system. Certain foods that she eats literally makes her sick to the point where she vomits for two or three days. She did the program. She lost 55, 60 pounds with Missy, and she needed to get back to work. She needed to get back to her life, her job. She is no longer in fat burn, but she's maintaining it. And she said when she saves up and can afford it, she will then go back through fat burning again and finish off the last 30, 40 pounds ideally she'd like to lose. This is a process. So again, go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Scroll down, look through the pictures. My screenshots are there. Others are there, photographs before and after. But the interviews, number 2 and 4 for fat burn, 7 and 8 for wellness. Then very simply, because you're one of our listeners, you're part of our radio family, you get a free phone consult worth basically $99 is what she charged for. But because you went to the website and contacted her, set up the appointment with her, she does it for free. She wants you guys to hear this information. She wants you to get scanned. Let her tell you what's wrong, and then maybe together you guys can fix it. So that's how it works. Again, truckerrandyhealth.com. Share this information with others. Tell them we sent you so that she can track her advertising and understand it. So that's the information. If you want me to text it to you, just text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. I will send you the information. Story I've been following, and it's kind of interesting. Coyotes and wolves. Some residents across the state of Michigan are becoming more and more familiar with unexpected visitors roaming their streets, their neighborhoods. Coyote sightings in residential neighborhoods have become more common due to the canine's drive for food and quick adaptability skills. Coyotes prey on rabbits, chipmunks, and squirrels. Small animals that scamper in and out of these urban and suburban areas. According to Michigan Wildlife Solutions, a pest control company in Fenton, Michigan, coyotes traditionally stay in wooded, secluded regions that have become increasingly more comfortable entering residential areas. Typically, coyotes weigh around 25 pounds. They have very long, lanky legs and a fluffy coat, especially their tail. Brian Rawl, a wildlife biologist, large carnivore specialist at the Department of Natural Resources, said people just don't realize coyotes are there and now they're being spotted. Most of these animals have been there for years and years, but you never saw them. However, they're becoming a little bit more bold right now, willing to enter populated areas of our state, and we need to figure out what to do about it. He went on to say, coyotes don't follow territorial lines as much as wolves do. And may actually step out of their home range comfort zone. Due to the spring mating season, he said this year's pups are now old enough to disperse from the litter. Younger ones may be out on the hunt looking for a place to live. Well, one of the photographs, and I kind of find this to be interesting, is a photograph of a coyote. Kind of interesting. They have a very small face compared to a wolf. Almost look like a dog, basically. Pointed ears, small muzzle. Photograph, where was it taken? City of Lansing. How ironic. Right at our capital, where state representatives and state senators are. Interesting. Coyotes can now be found in every county in Michigan, according to news outlets and recent sightings. The sad part, unfortunate part, is a lot of the more recent sightings of these animals are in residential areas, including Roger City, Dearborn, Lansing, and Metro Detroit. Now, you have to understand, this is very interesting development, because Tom I, the policy and government affairs manager at the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, or MUCC, said another reason for them creeping into these residential areas is the loss of habitat due to human expansion. However, he said coyotes are good predators and they prey on many species. He also said that they don't have to have many natural predators in the Lower Peninsula. Of course, the biggest predators in Michigan are gray wolves and cougars, both of which are typically found in the Upper Peninsula. However, according to the DNR, a most recent reported cougar sighting in the Lower Peninsula as far south as Clinton County was back in 2017. Overall, humans pose the biggest threat to coyotes. They have learned that they can live in and around humans, and they have dealt with that lifestyle where they can try to avoid humans. However, humans are a danger to them. Whether it's car accidents, them crossing the roads and cars hitting them, or people killing them. Whether it's hunting or basically wanting to protect their home territory. Due to the drive for food, coyotes are overcoming the fear of humans and now are wanting to migrate into residential areas. Got a few more paragraphs on this story. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Getting back to the story about coyotes. Here is the reasons why they are coming into our residential areas. People have well-manicured lawns, ornamental trees, perhaps fruit trees. They draw in squirrels, rabbits, deer, all kinds of animals. If you bring the prey in, the predators will follow. Wolves, coyotes, cougars, this is what they do. Some of them are so smart, the coyotes have actually figured out what day is garbage day. When you're setting out the garbage cans, that's basically a dinner bell for a lot of different wildlife. First thing you can do is make sure that your trash is fully enclosed, secured with a lid. Do not just put out a garbage can with no lid on it. Now, personally, we have one of those totes, large, I believe, quarter of a yard size tote that has a lid on it. However, don't overstuff your containers. Even if it has a lid, it must be totally secured and locked down airtight so that they can't get into the garbage. Additionally, wildlife can be dangerous, but coyotes aren't usually a threat to humans. In general, wildlife are more scared of humans than humans are of them. He said some people may not like the idea of a predator living near them, but it's all in the eye of the beholder as to who is more scared of the other one. Regulations for hunting coyotes in Michigan have changed for this year. DNR is responding to the population, and this is what they've come up with. The State Natural Resources Commission shortened the hunting season, which had been year-round. But starting this year, it's going to run for 9 months, which is mid-July to mid-April. April, of course, being the boarding season, and that's why you're starting this fall now to see the younger pups out there running around. Well, again, the Michigan United Conservation Club sued the commission over that decision on the grounds that the spring is the best time to manage coyotes, both at local levels and for the protection of livestock and other species. Back in 1996, voters gave the commission exclusive authority to determine hunting regulations. It is charged with using science and data and making decisions. When they close the season in March, from MUCC's perspective, they violated their legal charge and responsibility of following the best available science. Although the DNR does not track coyote population, Tomei said that it can be managed through nuisance calls, sightings, and hunter satisfaction. Historically, they've tried to get rid of coyotes in various ways, such as bounties, poisoning with cyanide and explosives, and none of it worked. They kind of are like the cockroach of the mammal world, said Tomei. Very simply put, if you try to protect your trash, number one, that will keep the small animals away from it. If you keep the small animals away from it, out of your neighborhoods, out of your cities, then the predators will not follow. So that's the plan. That's the information, the education they wanted people to get out there. Now, I know a lot of us in northern Michigan who are in certain rural settings have a 3S rule, and you know what that is. Shoot, shovel, and shut up. Whether it be coyotes, wolves, whatever it is. But the biggest warning they want to make sure they put out there, if you have small dogs, less than 100 pounds, you need to take your dogs outside at night, especially. Don't allow them to roam around on their own to do their business to come back in. That's number one. Number two, if they're really small, like under 50 pounds, take them out on a leash. Take them for a walk, let them do their business, and bring them back in. Don't just let them outside and hope they come back. These predators are out there, and we're seeing them now in residential areas. Rogers City. I'm sure they've probably been seen in Petoskey, Charlevoix, Sheboygan. Just be aware of it. This is an issue. The herd is not being managed properly in this shortened hunting season. Is not going to help the problem. It's only going to make it worse. Why they made this decision, God only knows. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at